The next patient is Wanda Ramirez. The last name is R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, like Zulu. The first name, Wanda, W-A-N-D. Clinical case of a 48-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of a chronic kidney disease that is oscillating between stage 3B and stage 4, period. The patient underlying disease, she has liver cirrhosis. Whether or not the patient has some component of cardiorenal syndrome is unknown. Today, after the manipulation of the medication, the patient was taking off spironolactone. She is taking 5 milligrams of Kerendia. Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, on a daily basis because she suffered deterioration of the kidney function when 10 milligrams was given. The patient has no evidence of proteinuria. The serum creatinine is 2.2, and the BUN is 53, with an estimated eGFR of 26. The patient has a significant amount of fluid overload. The PTNA in the lower extremities is 1. She's taking, for some reason, metolazone, 5 milligrams every day, and that is the only diuretic that she has been taking. We are going to add a furosemide, 40 milligrams 2 times a week. Well, we're going to continue monitoring the kidney function in order to make the necessary adjustments. And number two, a patient has anemia. She has been taking the iron. The hemoglobin has increased to 10.7 grams per cent. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus that is under control with the hemoglobin A1C that was reported at 6.1. The PTH is with the normal limits. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient is followed by Dr. A. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, for rheumatoid arthritis. Following number, overweight. Following number, hyperuricemia. The patient has been treated with the administration of Uloric, and we are going to repeat the determination of the uric acid. Last time was 7 milligrams. Following number, the mineral bone disease for hyperparathyroidism is within normal range. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.